النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, His select, His party, the case of His knowledge, His argument, His path, His light, His proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we've been talking about this beautiful dialogue from the 10th Divinely Appointed Imam, alayhi salam, in which he talks about the ideas of absolute compulsion and absolute free will. So, we talked about absolute compulsion before this, and of course, This conversation is quite lengthy, and that's why we had to spend so much time on it. After proving the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and talking about compulsion, we find that Imam Al-Hadi alayhi as-salam, he starts to talk about the concept of free will. Now, again, this is a concept of free will as in absolute free will, meaning that Allah has authorized and has given complete power to people to do whatever they like. This idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, has given free will and He has no control, He has no power. And this is what the idea of absolute free will is, which is being spoken about in this conversation. So Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, he continues and he talks about, as for the concept of free will, it is a concept that says that Allah has authorized His own people to choose Allah's enjoyments and wajibat and things that must be done and prohibitions, muharramat, and then Allah has neglected these people. Whereas the infallible imams of the Prophet's progeny say that if Allah has authorized people and then just let them go, then Allah must be pleased with whatever they choose. And Allah cannot punish, you know, the individual if they do something out of their own free will, which is against the commandments of the Almighty Allah. So just kind of right here, this is, I think, a good place to pause. The Imams and Imam Hadi alayhi salam, they are saying that if there is a concept of absolute free will, which means that Allah has given that free will to an individual, and likewise, He has no power over them, and He has allowed them to do whatever they like, then how is it possible for Allah to reward somebody for doing something out of their free will, and likewise punishing somebody? So rewarding, I guess we might be able to discuss that, but when it comes to punishment, and this is where, you know, the concept of absolute free will goes into trouble, is that if Allah has allowed the human being to do whatever they like, and when they do whatever they like in that doing of whatever they like, they end up committing sins and breaking the commandments of Allah, then based upon absolute free will, Allah should not be able to punish this individual who out of free will broke the commandments of Allah. Right? And so this is one of the very clear examples on how absolute free will is a mistaken concept, and it has a lot of loopholes within it that don't make logical sense. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir, /EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.